And over to Brisbane. A new project on producing sports content at Radio 4EB will be launched next week. With the support of the Community Broadcasting Foundation, the Community Media Training Organisation and the ABC, culturally and linguistically diverse members of the station have received training on sports coverage, interviewing and radio production. This also aims to be a step towards increasing the diversity in the media and to better connect with multicultural communities. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan attended the training and spoke with two participants to find out more.
I am Reggie. I am the project officer for the 4EB Sports Newsroom project.
So tell us a little bit more about the Sports Newsroom project.
So this project started when we made an attempt to cover the FIFA coverage 2030. In 2023, and what we did with that coverage was a small coverage. It was almost illegal because we're not supposed to use the material from FIFA, but it was just a few of us here at the station from different language groups. We really enjoyed it because it's a multicultural gathering, and then we just talk about the FIFA women's sports at that time. From that time, it became my proof of concept that we can do this at 4EB. You know, we don't have to work in silos as individual language groups, but we can work on one thing with sports in the middle of it, and different language groups can talk about sports.
So the training happened and you were participating as well. You were involved in the training with ABC, with Amanda Shalala, which was fantastic. What are the main things you learned from the training that you attended and that you organized as well?
Well, one of the key things that because we had someone from the industry, a sports journal who has been doing this for 10 years, she shared with us her workflow and how to make it efficient and also the best practices for covering. That's what did not happen when we were doing our little FIFA coverage. So I was very keen to do the sports broadcasting correctly, you know, doing the bulletins and the media laws when you are covering sports coverage, because every sport or every sports organization would have different rules on how to cover it. So that was one of the highlights in week one of her training, and I think that's very important as broadcast journalists.
What are the highlights of the training that you take that you will be continuing practicing?
My favorite, the last one was when we all came together, the practical exercise that we did with, we had to put together a 30 minute program, and all our ideas came together, and then we also and on top of the ideas, we have to think about the sports, and you know, because we were diverse, we were able to put together something that was fun, and you know what's special about 4EB being a multicultural station sharing 50 different languages.
I'm Alistair McNee, otherwise known as A Flying Scotsman, on A Wee Bit of Scotland shows, Thursdays from 2 till 4 and on Global, every Sunday from 2 till 3.
Fantastic, Alistair. So you've been involved in this training for the Sports Newsroom. What do you think about the training and what you've learned about it?
I am very pleasantly surprised. I knew it was going to be good, but having someone of Amanda Shalala from ABC, her background being able to teach us and impart some of her knowledge onto us has just been absolutely magnificent. I didn't know what to expect when I first came in, but just the breadth of what they've taught us, my interviewing skills, being able to ask questions from that experience has just been, won't just help me here with the sports broadcasting, but also with my normal interviewing skills and also in my daily life. I absolutely loved it.
What are the highlights of this training that you can take out of the training?
The first one was the visit to A Studios. Just magnificent to see how they do it professionally. Asking clear and concise questions, not leading the interviewee on, and actually giving space and silence.
So one of the things that, well, my understanding about the Sports Newsroom is to give more representation to culturally and linguistically diverse journalists, mm-hmm. to be able to do the questions to sports athletes, etc. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think this kind of training will empower CAL communities into reporting into sports and be connected with their communities in terms of sports?
You just have to have a look at the people that we've had here through this this whole experience. So we've got Samoans, Serbians, Irish, Mexicans, Spanish, Argentinian, Filipinos, and apologies to anyone else that I've missed. It is a magnificent to see how everyone has grouped together and is bouncing ideas off each other.
Participant Alistair McNee speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.